This week, we are going to try a prayer practice known as prayer walking. This prayer walk will last approximately 20 minutes, so make sure you set aside that time in your day. If you do not have 20 minutes right this moment, that is okay. Come back to the podcast when you are available, whether today or later this week. To begin our prayer walk for today, lace up your shoes and prepare for a short walk outside. Some people do their best thinking and praying while moving. Prayer walking can be a gift for those who like to get outside and move around. This type of intercession allows people to intentionally go to their site of concern, the office, your church, your neighborhood, the conference room, the hospital, or even your child's bedroom. Prayer walking allows one to saturate a particular place and people with prayer. Often, people prayer walk together as a group when they are praying over a common cause. For today's practice, though, simply walk outside of your home. As you continue this practice throughout the week, please consider if current COVID protocols would permit you to prayer walk around or in a particular space of concern. Two passages were preached this Sunday: Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20, and 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 22 through 25. I am going to read both passages to you during the duration of your prayer walk, one at the beginning and one towards the end. As you begin your walk, take in the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Thank the Lord for placing you in this space at this particular moment in time. Do you notice anything beautiful around you? Anything you have not noticed before? Is anything not as it should be? In need of restoration? As you continue walking, I am going to read Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. Allow the truths of this scripture to impact the way you view your surroundings. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Spend the next few minutes thanking God for the truths of his word in relation to your surroundings. It is okay if you don't know what to say. Just continue taking notice of what is around you as you walk and conversing with God about those observations. As we transition to focusing on 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 22 through 25, may you also transition the way you view the world around you. Listen to these words. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Reflect upon God's wisdom of the cross and its implications for the way we as his followers live in this world, even though it may seem foolish to those around us. Is God asking you to live for him in a way that seems countercultural or even foolish to the watching world? Spend time listening to him about this now. As you finish your prayer walk today, thank God for the ways He joined you on your walk and spoke to your heart. Thank you for participating in this prayer walk today. If you would like to practice prayer walking in an actual space for which you are concerned, visit our Rediscovering the Cross webpage for examples and directives, or email me, Katie Smith, to discuss further. Blessings on your walking this week. I look forward to praying with you next week.